Hi guys, welcome back to the Wealth and Wellness Podcast, a podcast that is helping you get healthier, wealthier, happier, and hotter. I'm Kat, and I'm with Nat.
Hi guys, we're so excited.
Yes, today we have something that's super exciting. I don't know a lot about this, so Nat's going to be educating me because it's a super, I think, really interesting topic that's not really talked about. So we're just going to get right into it to keep it short and to put as much wealth of knowledge as possible. Nat knows this topic. I'm not very familiar with this topic, but it is super intriguing and it has to do with parasites. So Nat, take it away.
Yeah. Well, just like a little trigger warning, this episode can get a little bit gross. So if you don't want to hear us talk about poop, scroll on. But the colon really is like one of our most important health and vital organs. And there's so many people who are dying of colon cancer. Like colon cancer is on the rise. Colon issues are on the rise. And it's something that I didn't even realize. Like I didn't even know that 80% of people have parasites, which we're totally going to get into. But there's so much we're going to cover in this. So if you're ready to like transform your health, like I don't think that we realize that our gut health impacts our mood. It impacts our mental health. It impacts our skin health. It impacts your hormones. Like literally any issue you can think about is related to your gut. And of course, your colon and parasites are like just a part of that. But there's something that I feel like in the Western world, we just don't really talk about. But before we start, guys, also, I just wanted to remind you, if you would leave us a 5-star review, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, it means the world to us. It is really helping us to grow the show and to be able to take you along on this journey of building our dream lives and becoming the hottest, happiest, healthiest, wealthiest version of not just ourselves, but hopefully inspiring you to build your dream life too. So yeah, so definitely leave us a 5-star review, but only if you have 5 stars. Otherwise, just DM us.
Tell us what we can improve in. We always or improve on.
Yeah. So to give you context, basically a couple weeks ago, I was scrolling through my Instagram feed and I saw my friend Ariana. Shout out Ariana. She was doing this parasite cleanse and posting about it. And so were like 3 of my other friends. And they were saying how they had seen things come out of them. They feel so much better. It's changed their lives. And so I was like, I started down this like deep dive rabbit hole on TikTok. And when I tell you, I was shocked. I was like, that 80% of people have parasites in it. And this is like from research studies, from doctors, and they don't even know it. So parasites are more common than we think, especially in people with pets, like who have a travel histories, gut issues. So, I mean, everyone's like, okay, where do I get parasites? Like, I don't do anything crazy. Well, if you drink unfiltered tap water, if you drink...
You're referring to even in the Western world, right? You're
not even in the Western world. Traveling. This is not... Yeah, this isn't just when you're traveling, but like tap water... if you like don't wash your produce properly, if you eat any raw salmon, a salmon is generally like infiltrated with parasites, which there's a lot of health benefits to salmon too. I'm not saying like trying to hate on salmon. I'm just saying that salmon is it's really hard to have salmon that doesn't have parasites in it. Like if you eat it regularly, if you eat sushi, if you swim in lakes or rivers, if you have pets, like especially if you have dogs, it's very common to like just have parasites from living. And it doesn't mean that you're supposed to stop living, but these parasites are basically like, there's different types of parasites, which we're going to go over as well, but they're really stealing your vitality and preventing you from, I mean, they cause all sorts of issues depending on where they're at in your body. But there's a lot of studies going on right now that chronic pain and cancer and MS patients, I think I saw a study related to multiple sclerosis that was talking about like almost 100% of patients that they looked at had parasites in their spinal cord, right? So it's just like, it's an issue that affects everyone in the Western world and in other countries. There's like practices that are like anti-parasitic of eating papaya seeds or certain, which we'll talk about as well, like pumpkin seeds or certain herbs that you can take naturally that will cleanse, just like fight, be anti-parasitic and like cleanse this on a regular basis. But in the Western world, we just don't do it. So anyway, my friends,
Nat, question on that. When you said that in the spinal cord or like in different ways they'll find parasites. So when you talk about having parasites, you don't just mean in your gut. Are you referring to also other parts in your body?
So there's parasites that exist in all different parts of your body. The most common one that we think about is like the ones in your gut. But people have like brain parasites. People have, so there's certain people, like the person I did the cleanse through, Miss Roger Wood, she has testimonials and photos of people who, if you guys want the PDF, just DM me, I'll send it to you. But there's tons of, like, some people when they do a parasite cleanse, if their brain is infested with parasites, they'll literally snot out worms through their nose. Yeah, it's crazy. So there's parasites that can be in your blood. I know some people who end up having like even extreme symptoms like paralysis or like blood sepsis or like tons of issues from undetected parasites that they didn't get rid of. So obviously it's not that extreme for most people, but parasites really do hurt your health, especially if left alone in the long run. And and the average parasite can live in the human body for 10 to 20 years. So, and they can go unnoticed for years, like while causing chronic symptoms like bloating, fatigue, skin issues, lack of focus, sleep disruption, itchy butthole. Like there's like all sorts of symptoms, which we're going to get into too.
Yeah. You studied all this and then you decided to try a parasite cleanse?
Yeah. So basically I started it just kind of like as a, not really thinking that I had parasites. Sometimes you don't know that you feel bad until you feel good. So I ordered the cleanse thinking like, well, if everyone has parasites, we should all be cleansing at least 1 to 2 times a year. And I'm not like, you don't have to do anything extreme, but I'm like, you should at least, you know, take a couple herbs, eat some anti-parasitic foods, like just see, I mean, just cleanse your body, like give your body the support that it needs. So I ordered it not thinking that I had a bunch of parasites. So I saw it online. I almost got like a claustrophobia of like, when I saw all these worms coming out of other people, I was like, wait, maybe I have parasites. And then I started getting really grossed out. I was like, I hate worms, just for context. So I was like, there can't be worms living inside of me. Like, that is disgusting. I need to get them out, and I need to get them out right now. So I basically, I went down a doom scroll on TikTok, and then I ordered, and I talked to my friends. I had like 3 of them who had done this cleanse. They were like, we feel so much better since doing it. Like, so blah, 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 blah.
It's a kit you ordered, or it's like a specific, like?
Yeah. So I'm going to link it actually in the podcast description, but it's a kit of like, you have 3 different herbal tinctures that you literally just like drop into your mouth like 3 times a day. And it also is a heavy metal detox. The one that I did, it's heavy metal detox. It's anti-parasitic. And then there was another like thing that it detoxed, I don't remember, but it's like anti-parasite and anti-heavy metal. And then you basically just like want to eat more so like you don't want to eat dairy when you're on the cleanse. You actually want to avoid even like oats or oat milk, because a lot of oats were made with mold. Like, it's really hard actually to make oats, produce oats, even organic oats. If you're going to eat oats, eat them organic, but like, it's really hard to produce, oats without mold growth. And so, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. You don't want to eat processed food. Yeah. I mean, obviously you don't have to be perfect, but honestly with ChatGPT, you can build a really good anti-parasitic diet. But like, dairy, processed food, and sugar are 3 things that while you're on the cleanse, you want to avoid, so that you're not feeding the parasites that you're
and
trying to
kill. And in general, it's good to
and
avoid.
And in general, exactly. Exactly. But especially while you're on the cleanse, you just like want to do everything you can to starve them out. So you take the drops 3 times a day, and then you take a binder at night. So what a binder is like activated charcoal, or there's a like psilocybin. I'm really bad at pronouncing the herb. It's in the, it comes with the kit. So at night you take this binder that basically like the herbs that you take are killing them, which by the way, if you want to do a natural parasite cleanse, like you can do it with herbs like the one that I ordered, or you could totally do it with like natural teas, like drinking a liver dandelion root, and like papaya seeds are a huge one. So like, if you take a papaya and you eat just the seeds, it is so anti-parasitic. Really? So if you did like 3 tablespoons of that, like for a week or two, or sorry, for like a month, like I guarantee you, you will, with activated charcoal. Yeah.
And those papaya seeds, do they have to be like
whole,
quote unquote, fresh, like whole? Because I do know some people that will dry them and then use it as like a substitute for pepper. But yeah, I'm guessing probably it's whole though. It's not like dried, yeah, right?
I'm sure it's still anti-parasitic. I think we would have to ask some ChatGPT to see
our best
to
friend.
See. Yeah, Dr. ChatGPT to see. But there's definitely like, I'm just saying that, like, it's not like you can only do it with the cleanse that I did. I will say, to kill parasites, I personally would rather not use antibiotics. I would rather go like the natural way, because you can kill them with natural herbs, and people have been doing it for hundreds of years. So, but yeah, anyway, I ordered the cleanse, got it. And within, basically, like, my experience was within 2 hours of taking my first herbal tinctures, I felt horrible. And that was a sign that I had so many parasites that were dying off. And so again, for the first like 3 days, like, the worse you feel, it's basically like the die-off symptoms are not from the herbs, but they're from you killing the parasites and the toxic, like, die-off symptoms.
Oh, okay. So you go through the low moment before you start feeling better. Like, you'll feel worse through the process.
Yeah, it's honestly like any detoxes, like, system that you do, generally when your body is expelling poison from you or expelling bad stuff, you always feel bad. So even like if you do like liver detoxes or anything to support, like, anything detox related, if you feel bad, it generally means that it's working, and you always feel like way better when you're done. But like, the process of doing it generally doesn't feel great.
So first, second day you started feeling not so good.
So first, second day, I started feeling not so, yeah, first day I felt not so good. Like, I just felt like flu symptoms. Like, I had chills. I felt like I was just like, sorry, I'm going to pick that up. I had flu symptoms. I had a horrible headache. I just like was feeling super fatigued and tired. Around day four, so I actually paired this with colonics. You totally don't have to do it. And I think you should totally, I think you should consult your doctor before you do this in general. But I did hydrocolon therapy. So I paired it. So basically I was cleaning, dying off the stuff, but I was like, I don't want to waste all the time of like expelling, like waiting to expel all the stuff that's dying. So I did hydrocolon therapy, which is basically you go to a wellness clinic and they stick a tube up your butt, and then they power wash your intestines. Okay, so they clean out your colon. So years of gunk that's been on your, like, is stuck. Like, there's a lot of stuck and stagnant, like, pieces of poop or worms or die off or whatever that's like stuck in your colon that your body will naturally expel, like, if you're eating a good fiber diet, etc.
Did you feel less bloated after that?
I did. My bloating went down so much after the first one. The second one, same thing. But the third, it kind of depends, because sometimes if you have residual water left over, you'll feel more bloated for like a day because you did just like fill up your colon with water. So depending on like how successful you were at like, I've done three at this point, and each one I felt a little different. The first one I felt like light as a bird when I left. Mm-hmm. The third one, I did it while I was on my period. And I think that that also made like an impact. Like, I felt bloated, but it was hard to tell, like, is it my period? Is it leftover water? But generally, like, continues to come out the 24 hours later. Right. And then once you're done, you feel like incredible. Okay. But I did the colonic. And then during that, basically, like, I realized I had liver flukes come out. I had gallbladder stones come out. I had literal worm this big. This was my first worm that I like saw. I saw a worm this big come out like through the tube. I think it was a round worm. I have a PDF of all of the different like worms. But
when you were doing this, like, the cleanse, not just pooping it out, for lack of better words, but when you were actually getting colonic, like, that you saw that you actually saw worms.
Yeah, you can, because I only saw, and again, they don't all look like real worms, but I had a couple that looked like round worms that came out. And again, I didn't even know, this was day four of my cleanse, I didn't even know I had parasites, you know? So of course, for me, I'm like, I have traveled, I have swam in so many lakes, I've swallowed lake water, I've definitely not washed my produce. Like, I've ate so much processed food and sugar. I used to have the worst sugar cravings. It makes sense. It was the parasites asking me for food. Yeah. But yeah, it was crazy. So that, I experienced that. I felt so much better. But then, you know, again, the more die-off symptoms you have, like, again, at the beginning, you do feel worse. So like, I felt really bad while they're dying, because your body is so used to living with these toxic creatures that like, you just feel really bad when they first leave. And then their toxin is like left behind in your body. So basically after that, this was the craziest one, but on around day six of my cleanse, which this was really fast for me. Some people, like, it takes them 30 days. Sometimes when you expel the worms, like, you don't even really see them because they're like wrapped in your poop unless you're like digging for them. But basically on day six, went to the restroom and I looked down in the toilet and there was this like foot long, like worm that was just like wrapped around my poop and then sacks of eggs. Cause you have to remember they lay like 10,000 plus eggs a day.
So I did get a picture from this. I can confirm.
It's like if I could do this and like not get blocked by YouTube, I would totally insert the video here. It's disgusting. Like, Kat, wasn't it scary?
Yeah, no, it was actually terrifying. It's one about how long it was.
Yeah.
And then just like the eggs too and everything. The fact that like, that is dwelling in you.
Yeah, and it's probably not the only one. That's probably, yeah. You know how many it's probably laid? Like, that thing has been living in me for years. Disgusting. So, yeah, basically, I'm just going to pull out the statistic from a study too, because I want to keep this like educational, like not just like my opinion, but a 2021 study found that 1 in 3 stool samples in developed countries contained at least, so this is like not third world countries, like developed countries, like okay. US, Canada, Europe, 1 in 3 stool samples had at least one intestinal parasite. So if you think you're exempt, you're probably not. Yeah, and then parasites can release up to 1 million eggs a day in the human body. So this is where it's so important to like regularly cleanse or like live a lifestyle that like is anti-parasitic. Another statistic that is super interesting is up to 70% of parasites are microscopic. So you don't have to see them to be affected by them, and they won't always show up in like basic tests that you do, but most people have parasites of some sort. So yeah, basically to give you an update, I will say that I, at a certain point, had to stop my cleanse because I was just feeling super dehydrated, like around like week 3, and the colonics. Like, I was just like, I think listen to your body, like know when it's the right time to stop. Like, I was just like, my body needs it because detoxing is a lot on your body. Totally. And so at a certain point I was like, okay, like we've done a good amount of work. Like, we've gotten rid of a good amount of these worms. And now I was like, okay, my body needs a break, and I'm probably going to do a second round of cleansing because I want to really clear out all of those eggs and the worms and all the other things. And everyone has a different toxic load. Like, not everyone may have as high of a parasite load as I did. Sure. But yeah, so that's kind of been my experience with it. But since stopping, like, I have felt a huge shift in my mood. Like, yeah, which to be fair, I only stopped my last colonic like 3 weeks ago. So I stopped the taking the herbs 2 weeks ago. And then I just finished my last colonic last week because I did a series of 3. Okay. So like, it's still early on to know, like, my body is still like fluctuating hormonally, like adjusting to life, like post cleanse, if that makes sense. So I'll give you a full update, but like energy wise, bloating wise, I feel like I used to pass gas a lot, like that's gone. So energy, like my mood has increased so much hormonally, like my hypothesis is that this is going to have like a really good impact on my body's, my liver, especially because before I was doing all the things to support my liver and I was always like high in estrogen on my labs and I could not figure out why. And it turns out I had a bunch of liver parasites. So anyway, all in all,
what about mental clarity too?
Yes.
Have you noticed?
Exactly. Okay. In mental clarity? No, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like even like with work and my ability to focus, it's just like, it's been so much better. Like, the brain fog is gone, which is amazing.
With that, just from curiosity, because I know like we have a lot of gut bacteria, right? And it's good bacteria. Mm-hmm. And it's really mm-hmm. good to make sure that you support that. But then I know that there's a difference into it, but when you do the cleanse, does it also affect your gut bacteria in a negative way? Does it not? Like, what's the process of that?
It does. And that's why you have to be super careful because you are like, when you, especially with the colonics, I think the combination of like how heavy I hit the detox too, you get rid of a lot of good gut bacteria. So you really have to be supporting your gut with probiotics, with pre and probiotics, with making sure that you're eating fermented foods, with you definitely like want to make sure that you're supporting your gut. And you will have to rebuild your gut for sure. But to me, it's just like, it was so important to me that I get rid of the parasites that I'm like, I know that it's like, I'm going to get rid of some of the good gut bacteria, but you can rebuild that with diet and lifestyle. So
totally.
But you definitely have to be mindful of that.
I think that'd be a really interesting topic for us to also talk about in terms of gut bacteria, because it was something that for the last like year or two, I've been putting a lot more of research and thought into it, and it does, like, there's so much benefit to it. But that is good to note that, you know, it is a detox, and sometimes, you know, you do have to know with detox, even when it comes to juicing or even water fast, everything like that, mm-hmm. it is going to affect other areas. So you do need to make sure you do research so that when you do a detox or something like that, you're not thinking, oh, you know, I wrecked all these other areas. Like, make sure that you know.
You're supporting your body.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. So, yeah. But that's terrifying, your experience.
It is so scary. And really quickly, I just kind of wanted to go over, like, the main types of parasites, what they can do, and then go through the symptoms, and we can call this one a wrap. But it's really up to you guys to just, like, decide, like, is doing a parasite cleanse right for you? And I really believe in, like, listening to your body. Like, your body knows how to heal itself and knows what it needs. But if you're feeling symptoms, like, if like some of the ones that I'm going to go over, like, don't feel like you have to live with them. You're not stuck. You're just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not stuck, and you don't have to feel bad. And there's all sorts of things that it can be. I'm just saying that, like, I think a lot of times we forget to think about parasites. When a lot of, like, we think about mental health, we think about, like, we'll even think about, like, the gut, or we'll think about leaky gut, or we'll think about, hormone problems. But a lot of times, like, people forget to test, especially in modern medicine, like, forget to test for parasites. So for sure. I just, like, wanted to bring awareness to that.
For sure. And also the fact that a lot of times you'll think, oh, you know, I live in a Western world, like, or I live in a place that is, like, you know, I'm not out in places where I'd get a lot of bacteria or something like that. But no, it is kind of all around us.
No, so, literally. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can do, like, a rapid fire of symptoms if you want. Yeah.
There we go. I'm going to do the main types of parasites, and then I'm going to do the common symptoms. So
perfect.
Okay. Guys, I am going to have a really hard time pronouncing these, so good luck. But protozoa, so these are microscopic single-celled organisms. So symptoms are diarrhea, nausea, fatigue, brain fog. And then fun fact, so, like, Giardia type of protozoa, that is totally not how you pronounce that, but they can survive in chlorinated water, aka pools. So even chlorine is, like, not necessarily a fact that you're not going to get it. Helminths, so these are worms. So think, like, tapeworms, flukes, liver flukes. These can cause symptoms like bloating, gas, abdominal pain, weight loss, and nutrient deficiencies. Roundworms, the type that I got, they can grow up to 12 inches. Okay. And mine was definitely around 12 inches. So, tapeworms, which are very common as well, but these can grow up to 30 feet long, and they can live in your intestines for decades. Okay. So tapeworms, it's honestly my greatest fear to have a tapeworm. If you want to know more about them, look them up. But, by the way, if you can't gain weight, it might be a tapeworm. Tapeworms make it really hard to gain weight. So cat.
No, what I'm thinking is, thank goodness I don't think I have that, because I struggle with losing the weight. But not recently. I've been on a really good anyways, that's a different topic. That's terrifying about the tapeworm.
No. Tapeworms are scary. So anyway, roundworms, tapeworms, liver flukes, which I had a lot of, but they can block your liver ducts, disrupt your bile flow, and they can lead to hormonal and digestive issues. Then you have ectoparasites. So these are external. So think like lice and mites, but they're not intestinals, but it's worth noting that they can also carry disease and cause immune reactions, like, as well. And then common symptoms, there's tons more, but I'm going to leave it with that. And then common symptoms that might be parasite related, but get overlooked. So skin issues. So if you have acne, eczema, rashes, that is, like, a really good sign that something's wrong with your gut and maybe potentially parasites. Fatigue. If you're wired but tired, like, you're anxious but you're super tired all the time, like, that's a huge sign, like, that it could be parasites. Anxiety or irritability. Parasites are the most active at night. So, like I said, like, if your butthole itches at night, or, like, you are just, like, itchy, or you're anxious and irritable, like, parasites are the most active at night. That's normally when they're laying their eggs. So they irritate the inside of your body. Teeth grinding at night is a huge one. Bloating or irregular bowel movements. Sugar and carb cravings. So parasites feed off of sugar. So if you have huge sugar cravings, that's a really big sign. But yeah, that's kind of, like, the gist of it. So
I think I have parasites.
We all do. And that's the thing is, like, we shouldn't be afraid of them or afraid of living, but we should be supporting our body to get rid of them.
I do have to say
2 times a year.
Yeah, I do have to say I am pretty bad. Like, even yesterday, I'm in Costa Rica right now. And even yesterday, our water filter was not working. I just drank tap water. Like, I know a lot of people are like, oh my goodness. To be honest, I've grown up drinking tap water from everywhere I go. Like, even like from all the places in, like when I travel around Africa, when I go to Asia, everywhere, like I will drink the tap water. So I definitely have some, probably some friends in here.
And, but it's possible that the foods that you eat could be helping to, like, if you eat a pretty anti-parasitic diet, like, it's possible that you're supporting your body well enough to detox them naturally.
So that is something, okay, that is something interesting. So you do naturally, like, a lot of them, your body, if you build a structure, like, in terms of your diet, you will detox it naturally.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're eating, but again, if you're eating anti-parasitic foods, if you're like lemon water, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're eating pumpkin seeds, if you're like, you're helping your body kill them off, of course, you probably still have some, but like, it won't be as problematic as like, if you're feeding them sugar and carbs all the time and processed food, it's going to be a lot more problematic on your body. At least from my understanding, please guys do your own research. This is not medical advice. So
I mean, I'm just now really learning about this. And then obviously Nat got into this, fairly recently. So do learn more about it.
Do your own research.
But that sounds like a really good experience overall.
100%.
Super interesting. Again, so. Yeah, I will. I think I'm going to be doing that. You have to tell me that you're the cleanse that you did.
Guys, yeah. I'm gonna link it in the description below, so if you have any questions, like, reach out. Also, like, reach out on socials. I'm happy to support.
Perfect. Well, Nat, thank you for sharing that. That is terrifying, first of all. Disgusting, but really illuminating. Is that what you say? I don't know if that's the right word, but there's so many things in life that you don't actually know is affecting you, but then actually is the root of so many of your problems that you have no idea where they came from.
100%. I also am like such a believer that there's such a connection between I'm not a believer. It's evidence that there's such a connection between your mind and your gut and your body. Like, your mind and body are like coexist hand in hand. And like, a lot of times, like, I think our body works as a system. And I think a lot of Western medicine just focuses on single organs. So, like, you go to one doctor for digestion, you go to another doctor for mental health, you go to another doctor for acne. But in reality, like, all of these systems, like, coexist and work together. And so it's like, if you have a parasite, it's going to affect your brain, your skin, your liver, your all of the organs, right? And so same vice versa, like, if you have, like, nutrient deficiency. So I'm, like, such a firm believer of, like, remembering that you can't look at things in isolation. And honestly, I think this applies to business and other things in life, but you can't look at things in isolation. Like, you have to look at your body, your life, and like, you have to look at things holistically. Like, as a whole, this change is going to affect the entire system. Totally. You know?
Yeah, for sure. You know, even talking when you mentioned about, even about that acne, I actually think that could have been a big reason why I had such a bad experience with acne, because I was remembering it really hit me my sophomore year of high school when I was 14, and I had just gone on a trip to Vietnam, and I had been walking barefoot in these rice fields
You can get parasites walking barefoot so easily. That's crazy.
It was these rice fields that, like, all the buffalo, you know, they were cockeying and all this other stuff. And I got super sick after that. And that's when the acne really, like, maybe it could be correlated. I mean, you never know, but it's super interesting.
Crazy. Yeah. Okay, guys. So DM us your questions. Kat, that's actually really interesting. I feel the exact same way with my acne for different reasons, but like, even like the mental health issues that I know we were both going through at the time, it makes sense that, I mean, whether they were caused by it or not, it definitely doesn't help. So, yeah, so interesting. If you guys have any questions for future episodes, please send them our way and follow us on Instagram, Wealth and Wellness Studio. And we're so happy to be building our dream lives with you.
We look forward to chatting more and hearing from you guys. So again, like Nat said, if you guys have any questions, let us know. Otherwise, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.